WildTalkRadio.com.
The following program is not intended for children. It contains mild language, violence, sexual innuendo, wink, wink, brief nudity, and deals with mature themes that some may find offensive. Parental discretion is advised.
Hey, this is former WWE superstar Shawn Michaels.
This is the undisputed future of WWE, Seth Rollins.
This is the phenomenal one, AJ Styles.
Hey, you wanna have some fun?
Wild Talk Radio Network presents to you the evolution of online pro wrestling sports entertainment.
And you expect me to believe you?
You'd be a fool if you don't check out WTI Sunday night.
Wrestle Talk Radio.
Excuse me, what's that?
Bringing to you everything in the world of professional wrestling.
Go ahead and have a seat. Make yourself comfortable.
With your host, Tim Stein.
I say we throw the switch and see what happens.
Heartbreak Mike.
Nobody knows who he is.
The Omega.
I feel like I was meant for something more than this.
And the producer, Sir Rocket.
Things have gone wrong. I'm talking to myself.
Live on the Wild Talk Radio Network and on the free TuneIn app on your mobile device.
Well, we call it the ego trip.
Hey, this is Chris Jericho, the Ayatollah of rock and roll.
This is third generation female superstar Natty Neidhart.
I'm Austin Aries.
And you are listening to Wild Talk Radio.
Don't stop listening or I will find you. I have single earth. I know where you live.
WTR Sunday night.
I have to hand it to you. Best mindfuck yet.
I was expecting Self High Five. I swear to God it was. Good evening, everyone. And welcome, everyone, to another edition of WTR Sunday Night Live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. Jesus Christ.
What? What?
Nothing. Nothing. It's just like we're in a wrestling mode, so my brain was programmed. So like, you didn't mean to swerve me. You swerved me.
Self high five.
Totally not plagiarized. Yep. So, once again, we have gathered to discuss all the biggest things that have happened in pro wrestling, including the biggest things that everyone is talking about today. What the hell they do to Braun Strowman?
Give him a haircut.
Because there's nothing else that happened. So, let's get on with it. I am the Omega, the be-all end-all of the network.
Five.
Out of nowhere.
There you go. Gonna let it play. Keep going.
Joining me tonight, well, Heartbreak Mike is gonna join us, you know, here in a minute. Got some other things happening at the moment, but for now, it is me and the one and only Tim Stein.
I take it that's my cue. Good evening, everybody. Welcome to the pre-Labor Day edition of WTR Sunday Night. We're not going to have a very long show for you tonight, guys. A couple of reasons for that. It's a long weekend, first off. Secondly, not a shitload of things to basically run down, to tell you the truth. Things
wait,
this time of the year
wait,
get a little slow.
Hold on. Slow?
Slow.
Slow?
Slow.
He says slow, Mike. He's not slow. Realizing that, you know, the biggest thing in wrestling history took place last night.
Hey, I'm all in.
The revolutionary pay-per-view took place last night. Okay. If you would like a full review, go to wildtalkradio.com right now, and you can hear CBRadio's all-in review. We spent almost 2 hours talking about the show. Yep, we went all in last night. Check it out now.
Yeah. I mean, we laugh, but like, genuinely did accomplish something last night. I'm not going to take that away from them.
No, they did great things. Just a little overhyped.
It's just...
Let's call a spade a spade. They overhyped it.
Wait, well,
how many people
yes,
were there?
Because all they do is overhype themselves.
10,000 people. 10,000 people, Tim.
Thank you. 10,000 people. Where was it?
Chicago.
Right, no. Get it right. Right outside of Chicago, not actually.
Okay, right outside Chicago.
Yeah.
Chicago's too expensive to run.
Yeah.
And people were afraid CM Punk might show up.
No, he had a line like half a mile long for an autograph signing on Friday, Saturday, whatever it was. He met his wrestling fans for the first time in forever.
Weird.
I saw.
Hey, all the people you betrayed lined up for you.
I saw a picture. He's getting old.
Absolutely weird and wild, wacky. Oh. So, the two
fights he had in UFC that's just made him look that way.
Yeah, a little bit.
So, what happened last night?
So, a bunch of penises came out in the Undertaker-style entrance.
We don't mean the Young Bucks.
I know of a couple of people who would be interested in seeing the March of the Penises, but at least one of them's listening tonight. Don't do that because she'll, like, believe you.
I'm telling you the truth.
Oh, my God, look at that. It's a March of Penises.
You thought I was lying.
I did.
It was legit inflatable walking penises.
Yeah, they walked out like the druids do when the Undertaker is making a big entrance.
Okay, so what dickhead were they?
Who do you think? Who's the only penis-based indie wrestler you know?
That's not fair. I know a few of them.
Okay, so
okay, intentionally, not the dicks you run into.
So okay, I'll explain the story for him. So on their YouTube series, Adam Hangman Page allegedly killed Joey Ryan. So he's been dead for a while. He rose from his grave, hashtag whatever his bullshit is for his penises, and now he's back. So he did a whole Undertaker-style entrance, and he came out with a penis druid.
Yeah, so by the way, if in case you were haven't like paid attention, the continuity of this is solely in the Young Bucks YouTube show.
To the point where the overall tally was 7 wins, 2 losses. I think B&E Lee went over.
You think?
Just a little bit. A little bit.
So this wasn't exactly an all-ages show, was it?
Nah.
You think?
Nah, it was not.
Holy bleep. Holy bleep.
Your boy Chris Jericho showed up.
Y2J.
Which that was cool.
Yeah, and then he went and did a concert and everything.
I mean, he's just there to plug his damn cruise, let's be honest. But still, it was kind of cool because I haven't seen one of those switcheroos in a long time.
So there.
Chris Jericho was the best person ever.
Why?
You show up in a Pentagon Jr. outfit, beat the snot out of Kenny Omega, leave, and go to a concert still in your Pentagon Junior costume. Chris Jericho, you are the GOAT. Sorry.
I come from another age where being the GOAT was a bad thing.
Okay, I'm sorry. Chris Jericho, you are the greatest of all time.
Well, that's what GOAT means nowadays.
I understand that.
Well, I'm making sure you know that I understand that. I was just making a point.
All right. Well, then.
All right.
All right. We'll leave it at that.
So for more, go to wildtalkradio.com and cbradiolive.com for a full all-in recap.
My bad.
I'm muting now, so you enjoy for that one. You can deal with that.
There we go. Yeah. Well, let's kick off.
Oh, I'm bleeding from the eye. What is that about?
I promise I won't do it again tonight.
He lies.
Don't kid me.
I don't promise that next week I won't tell a bad dad joke.
Oh, God.
So, okay. This is going to spoil something for something next year, but guess what? Screw it. So next Father's Day, we're doing 128 bad dad jokes for the Greater Than Great Debate.
Jesus Christ.
Jesus. Okay, I got one for you to add to it right now. My ex-wife always had a headache. We never fooled around. So, you know, one night, you know, she'd get all frisky. Honey, and she'd go, no, I've got a headache. Not tonight. So, you know, one night we went out to dinner, got home. I said to her, look, okay, I'm going to go and get you some Advil. She says, why? I don't have a headache. I went,
I don't know. That's a bad dad joke.
That's just a bad joke.
Yeah, that's an old dad joke. Dad jokes don't usually have, like, sex metaphors.
Well, that all depends on how old the kid is. I mean, Owen's 18 now. Oh, my God, 18 and a half. And so,
I mean, if you're counting, well, you can't have that shit. It was like, well, one of my bad dad jokes I pulled from George Carlin. What was wrong with it? My kid's 30. What's the big deal?
There we go. There once was a man from Nantucket. Now that would
be a bad dad joke.
I wasn't going to finish it. I was just saying that would definitely never qualify as a bad dad joke.
You're right, because it's technically a limerick.
Thank you. I was wondering if you were going to go there.
So wrestling.
Yeah, wrestling happened. But before we kick that off, we got to give this guy shit really quickly.
Hey, no, hang on. I want to talk about All In some more.
Okay, well, talk about All In some more.
No, here's the thing. I know what you're about to bring up.
Yeah.
I don't want to give it attention. I would rather talk about Joey Ryan's phalanx of phalluses again.
Can we not talk about his penis anymore?
I would rather.
Oh, God.
Then what is on this run sheet? Because I don't want to give the jackass any attention for what he did.
So move on to section two.
Woohoo!
Someone. Anyone.
Hey, Omega, how do you feel about Becky Lynch?
See, I feel wonderful about Becky Lynch.
How do you feel about how they're using Becky Lynch?
Oh, my God. What happened?
Tell me.
Okay. So, let's see if we can follow this here. So, WWE's storyline, right? Becky gets a title shot by beating Carmella, and then Charlotte comes back from injury, beats Carmella, so they did the same thing, so they both get a title shot, and thus, you know, Becky's in the wrong for being upset with Charlotte for winning the match. No? Fuck off? Last I checked, that Charlotte came back from injury, and basically got an opportunity at a title shot as a welcome back present. And then you wonder what happened. Like, cause Becky had a really solid month of wins every week on SmackDown leading up to her even getting the opportunity at a title shot. And right now you have a very confused WWE who doesn't understand why everyone is still cheering Becky, and the cheers have only gotten louder since they tried to turn her into a heel.
And how did that work for them?
It's not.
Exactly.
There is no work. There's nothing to. This is one of the most botched attempts at a heel turn I've ever seen.
It ranks right up there with a botched face turn attempt they're forcing upon us with Roman, wouldn't you say? Kind of like.
Well, face turn with Roman? Like, he never.
Stop.
No, you're
opposite.
Like, he has been the heel since his debut. Like, that's not a.
Since his return from injury.
A singles run.
No, it's WWE telling us that Becky's in the wrong, except we have a memory that goes back longer than a month, so we know that she actually kind of has a point here. She got fucked.
Oh, shut up, Tim.
Don't go there.
I know you.
I think we all went there. We all went there.
That's why I said shut up, Tim.
No, my favorite part about this was Road Dogg on Twitter going, no, that's just the story you wanted to see. Fuck you! Fuck you! Like, no, that's the story you told. You can't tell me that they're on equal footing, so Becky's in the wrong, if you're asking me to ignore a solid month of build-up to it. That's not how narrative works.
Oh, but it's a swerve, don't you know, brother?
It has to make sense. You can't just randomly turn someone heel for absolutely no reason just to get a reaction from the crowd. Can you, Braun?
I will talk about that later.
Yeah.
Didn't work with him. It's not going to work with Becky. The fans are way too much behind her.
No, because she's
over the top.
She did what we've been waiting for her to do. She's been on a winning streak. She's been showing who she is, finally.
Yep. Well, how long have we complained that she hasn't been allowed, that, you know, hasn't been off the leash, as it were?
We know what she's capable of.
Yep. You
know, that's your inaugural SmackDown Women's Champion. We've seen her in NXT with the the best when they were actually allowed to wrestle at that level. We've seen how good she is. And of all the horsewomen, I was going to say the WWE horsewomen, but now all the horsewomen are WWE, so it's a little bit weird. We have Sasha, who gets a billion titles. So, okay, we get Charlotte, who's already tied Trish for championship reigns. It's absurd.
Like even
Bayley. Like, Bayley got to walk into WrestleMania as the champion and leave as the champion.
Mm-hmm.
That is the accomplishment anyone in pro wrestling would want to have. Becky's done nothing. She's got all the talent in the world, and it feels like they just had no idea what to do with her. Now they've figured out something to do with her, and nobody wants it.
They've used her as filler and to get every other woman, female wrestler over.
Yeah.
Like, literally.
No. Like, for SmackDown, I even hate to make the comparison, but it's kind of apropos. She's their Dolph Ziggler.
Yep. Pretty much.
She's there to make, she's used forever to make everyone else look good.
How much did that stick in your throat, actually, saying she's the female Dolph Ziggler?
I didn't want to. That felt like such a backhanded comment.
You know, I can handle Becky Lynch being a heel, but they, you know, they misfired on this one. Just like they misfire on Braun and they're misfiring on Roman, they misfired on Becky.
No, they built her up to have huge support from the crowd. They, you know, where, you know, where once again, Road Dogg is full of shit. Yeah. When Road Dogg's just so full of shit saying, oh, well, wins and losses don't matter. You hear that reaction? You hear how much they don't want to boo Becky? It's because she kept winning.
The fans are behind her. The fans support her. WWE creative is like, well, we can't have this. She's not Charlotte. She's not the daughter of Ric Flair.
Fuck you. You guys are having way too much fun. Fuck this.
This is making too much sense. We got to screw this up.
They're getting what they want. What do we do?
Yeah, there you go. Rule number one of professional wrestling is never give the fans what they want. Here's my question for you. Let's say they pull the trigger on a title match between Charlotte and Becky. Ooh, foreshadowing. At Evolution, and Becky wins, and she still tries to act the heel.
If she wins?
The only way is if she cheats to win.
Okay.
And honestly, like, if the fans were behind her as a heel, which, no, they're behind her as a female badass right now. But if they were behind her as a, you know, as a, for her being a heel, she would have to cheat to win it in order to actually pull that off.
But then here's the question. Would the crowd still cheer?
It depends on how she does it.
It's like they could make her the anti-hero.
I mean,
I could see that. And honestly, she could now use the term last kicker, because now with the persona that she has now, I mean, fits it now.
Imagine this. Okay, so Becky and Charlotte go to Evolution, and Becky's going to win the title here. You know, we're going to actually set her up as a real heel. So this is the daughter of the dirtiest player in the game. So if you go, you pull heel tactics on her in order to win a championship match from her, then you've got credential. What if she gets Charlotte off of her game by leaving the ring, walking to the barrier, and smacking the shit out of Rick?
Oh, now we have seen this movie before, but it's been so long. And how good would it be to get Charlotte off her game, to see her dad getting bitch slapped by her opponent?
Mm-hmm.
I like it. Book it.
Sure. No. I mean, I'm not the mole. What?
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 What? Nothing.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Now, here's the funny thing. I don't think she would, I don't think she'd get booed.
If you're gonna attack, you know, a living legend like Flair, just to get one over on the daughter.
Well,
here's the thing, Mike. The fans would love it. They would accept it. I don't know if it would do anything to perpetuate Becky being a heel or not.
Right. As of right now, Becky is too deep into the We Support Becky campaign. We're all, like, a lot of people are already in too deep with the campaign. After she beat the snot out of Charlotte, she got more over than ever. Cause she's that one wrestler where we could say, oh my gosh, finally we could see what she can do as a heel.
Well, it's not even that. Is it what she did that night was exactly what the fans wanted her to do in that moment. Cause we had gotten behind Becky so much over the last month and a half that she's been on her winning streak. You know, we wanted to see her win so bad. We wanted to see her, you know, reach that height again. And Charlotte coming in, Charlotte again? Really? I mean, this collective thought in the audience of they're going with that again. They screwed Becky again. So yeah, when she smacks the shit out of Charlotte, everyone goes, oh, fucking thank God.
Well, the fans were tired of seeing, were not happy that Charlotte wound up winning the belt. And, you know, like, I'm one of them. I'll admit it. I'm one of them. As a fan, I was zoned in to watching Becky just wail on Charlotte as a result.
It's cathartic.
I mean, I'm going to say it like this. I've been on the Becky train for a long time, and to see her finally see her, like, say, screw this, I'm doing stuff on my own, no more Mr. Nice Irish chick, you know, I love it. You know? And so I, for one, am... I'm trying to see what WWE can do. It's like, oh my gosh. Because say that that does work. She slaps, you know, she beats up Ric Flair, and the crowd loves it, and they eat it. It's like, oh my gosh. What do we do? They like it. How do we get how do we get Becky booed? At this point...
Not gonna happen.
Not gonna happen. As long as Charlotte Flair has that belt, ain't no way.
Well, get away from Charlotte for a second and accept the fact that they're trying to make Becky heel. Who's the biggest babyface female wrestler on the SmackDown roster other than Charlotte?
Naomi.
Well, Naomi.
I say Naomi because Asuka's been off TV for a while, which is stupid.
Yes, that's very strange. When are they bringing her back?
Probably when Becky and Charlotte is over. It feels like they're taking a more Lesnar approach to if she shows up, it's to kill something.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I don't know. They've dug a hell of a pit, not a trench, but a pit on SmackDown with this entire situation, I think. And fixing it, every time they try to fix it, they're making it worse.
A lot worse.
Pretty fair summary, wouldn't you agree?
Yeah.
Completely.
I mean, it's completely tone deaf.
The only way that they could get Becky accepted as a heel right now, and this is why I brought it up, is to attack the biggest over chick on the roster who's not named Charlotte and work her way through the baby faces on the women's roster. That might help, but at the same time, it's going to be a case of, the fans and Braun Strowman. How many times have we seen WWE try to make him heel? And organically, it's not accepted. I mean, with this latest heel turn, we'll talk about it coming up, but with this latest heel turn with Braun, because he's healing out against Roman, the fans are going to be back in Braun. Get these hands.
They're counting on the popularity of the Shield, and we'll get to that to a bit.
But, yeah, I guess.
You hear that?
That's great, gentlemen.
That's later. But yeah, like there comes to a point where you absolutely have to listen to the fans, and you actually have to read the moment. As soon as they heard that pop for Becky, they should have stopped right there.
They panic.
Okay, yeah, like, okay, make her a badass, but don't make her a heel. Don't try to make her the bad guy because you'll hear that crowd. She's not a bad guy in their eyes, and you're not going to convince us she's a bad guy with words.
You can be a badass without being a heel. You can still make the program against Charlotte work. People are going to be backing Becky. That's the only thing. Sorry about your damn luck, WWE SmackDown creative. Hey, listen, you know what? Paul Heyman, what is he doing lately? Maybe you should talk to him about writing your asses out of this mess.
To be fair, if he went back to writing.
Well, he's been doing a bunch of stuff on the Raw roster, Mike.
A few things on the Raw roster. Because I think we all remember when he wrote SmackDown.
Oh, yeah, his tenure on SmackDown was fantastic.
God.
I did not miss a single episode of SmackDown when he was writing it. I don't think any of us. Yeah.
And it was just so amazing. And now people, and sad to say, now people wonder why that SmackDown is the A show. You see bits and pieces of Paul Heyman's signature on Raw, but it's only small. But I will wait till my segment tonight. I will wait till my segment.
Yeah, we're introducing a weekly thing. I'll just throw it out there right now for you. Plug it in, Mike. It's Mike's What the Fuck moment of the week. Actually, we're going to make it Mike's WTF moment of the week.
It'll be a
weekly thing, and good old Heartbreak Mike will come on, and he'll go, WTF, this happened. What the blah, and he'll just like, you know, that's his weekly rant. So stay tuned for a brand new segment, Mike's WTF Moment of the Week, coming up right before the all-time greatest tonight on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Let's just hope Evolution is good.
There you go. I think Evolution might be good.
Yeah, let's hope, because I don't plan on getting up at 5 o'clock in the morning.
Hey, is Becky going to win the title at Evolution Omega?
I hope so. Like, there's part of me that's annoyed about... like, I don't want to see the belts tossed around back and forth like that, but at the same time, God, this was such a misstep.
Good game of hot potato.
Would it have been better had she defended the title at Evolution instead of, like, winning it? I mean, here it is. How much bigger is it going to be received by the casual fan, the average WWE fan who watches the shows, but they don't get into all the backstage and all this other shit and the dirt sheets and everything online? How big a deal is it going to be for them?
It's hard to say. I'm not even sure how the casual fans really respond to women's wrestling in general.
Well, you have to remember the casual fans are the ones, a lot of the ones we see at the arena having the big pop, right? So.
Well, I would equate a casual fan to someone who's willing to sit down to one of the pay-per-views or whatnot, or
right.
It's like, you know, like if you're paying that much for the ticket, you're a little bit more than that.
Well, you know, it's an event. It happens once in a blue moon in your hometown. You're going to take the kiddies because the kiddies want to go, right? So, like, let's face it, there are two different definitions of the casual fan, just like there are two different definitions of the smark.
Yeah, fair enough.
Okay, you know, like the inside term, and it's not something that we're letting the cat out of the bag for the first time. We've done it before. We've got smarks and we've got marks, and WWE caters to the marks. Because they're the ones that are that WWE wants to drop the money. The smarks, those of us who criticize the living shit out of them, they don't have to worry about it because we're going to drop the money no matter what. Even though we bitch about it as much as we do, we're still dropping that money and we are counted on.
We're all just sheep.
But yeah, so there's Becky Lynch. SmackDown, come on, figure it out, guys. She deserves better, especially right now. It's her time. Let her shine, right?
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Speaking about shining, ooh, Dean Ambrose coming back from injury a little bit early, showing up right before SummerSlam. And now looks like Roman has backup. This is one of those win-lose type things. Yay, but boo for a lot of the smarks. Because a lot of the smarks are not big fans of Roman Reigns, but we love the Shield.
Yeah. It's what you call a double-edged sword.
It is. My question for you. When we were first introduced to the Shield, they came in as heels. And they were kicking the shit out of just about everybody. And, you know, they were mercenaries. I mean, even Paul Heyman hired them at one point in time to do something for Brock. But if you go back that far, when was that?
God. Was that Brock or Punk?
Shit. I
want to say it was Punk.
I was thinking it was Brock, but yeah, it could have been Punk. But a couple of weeks ago when the boys came out, when Strowman tried to initially cash in his money in the bank and they came out and basically blocked him, I was getting an inkling thinking, oh, shit, are they going to turn the Shield heel? Because that would be perfect. And they'll get Roman over by turning him heel with the Shield. Didn't work.
Nah.
Didn't happen.
They're not going to. I don't think they'd add three heels to the Raw roster at the same time.
Well, they could have had Braun as a monster face as opposed to the organic we have no choice. Mike sounds like he's steaming. Your segment's coming up, Mike. you just have to wait until your segment comes up.
I'm getting my beers ready.
Get your beers ready, son. Crack out the whiskey or the vodka if you're not into beer. Or get one of each if you're into all of that.
Yes.
There you go. But how do you like the Shield being reformed, Omega?
I mean, third time's a charm.
Well, let's face it. Second time it was kind of aborted because of injury.
Well, that's right? What I mean. Like, yeah. To be fair, first time was a charm. Second time was a charm that we dropped and cracked and had to go replace.
Humpty Dumpty.
And now we have a new one. Now we have third time's a charm because everyone loves the Shield. And, you know, screw how much these guys have accomplished individually. We're just going to go for, hey, they're all together. And, hey, this is a guaranteed way of getting Roman to pop.
Well, it's the only way they're going to get people to pop for Roman is if they have the Shield. Because, like, let's face it, the Shield comes out and they're like, yay, Shield! Oh, yeah, Roman 2. Okay. Yay, Shield! Oh, yeah, Roman 2. And then out comes Seth on his own. Burn it down! You know, out comes Dean on his own. It's, hey, Dean, yay! It's the lunatic fringe! And then out comes Roman. You suck! Individually.
It's a very schizophrenic reaction to the Shield.
Pretty much.
No, it really is. It really is. I mean, the last time I saw somebody booed and cheered was, and please don't call me on being Canadian and from Calgary and shit like this for referencing this. Bret Hart was a heel in the United States and a babyface everywhere else in the world, and it worked.
Glad you spoke up.
The only problem is you can't make Roman Reigns a babyface anywhere in the world unless he's with the Shield, and then it's begrudging. Mm. But the setup was last Monday night. When is the six-man tag match going to take place, guys?
Mm.
The Shield versus Braun Strowman, Drew McIntyre.
Mm. Oh, my God.
When's the six-man tag match happening?
We will get to all of that very shortly.
Here's a hint. G'day, mate.
We will get to that very shortly.
I was just giving him a hint. That's all.
Rage.
You'll be allowed to. Yep. Absolutely. I think, is there anything more to say about this, for the time being right now?
For now, no. I think we're going to retread a lot of water here.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, we'll be going back, but we're going to be taking a branch on that river, I think. So, everybody, I think it's time we're going to take our first, last, and only break of the night on a, like I say, slightly shortened episode of WTR Sunday Night, provided, you know, power doesn't go out or anything like that. Don't go anywhere. We'll be back with our brand new feature, WTR's Weekly Power Rankings, right after this.
Every Saturday night, you never know what to expect when cigarette butts and bandanas hit the airwaves on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Ha ha ha! Is that Shell Station open? Ha ha ha! Daddy might have himself some cig.
I just gotta cross a fucking freeway that would kill me. 8 fucking lanes. 8 motherfucking lanes. Dude, the Godfather of Extreme retired. He just fucking loses the match and keeps on ticking.
Fucking 8 lanes, the motherfucking highway!
Alright, if this place is closed, I'm gonna kill somebody. Yeah, this place looks like I might get robbed by a guy of slightly darker complexion than I am.
Do you have to run back across the highway?
Yeah, I know. I gotta run across fucking 3 lanes of highway now. God damn it. The bad thing is, I probably don't have $7 to my fucking name, so I'm gonna have to use my damn credit card or my debit card as a fucking way to pay for $7.
Fuck, it fucking better be open. I fucking walked across 13 lanes of highway.
They're not open.
What the fuck? Are you sure you're not open?
Can I get a pack of Camel Light?
Hell yeah. Oh my God. All right. Safe now. People aren't dying yet.
You ready, Rob? Now you gotta run again.
I do, because actually the fucking light's green. No one's coming. No one's turning. And I gotta go.
Yes. I should have just crossed the other street, because now I gotta cross another street.
Steve, somebody give me a goddamn...
Ah, it's fucking Sunday. You can't buy beer. Wait a minute, what time is it?
It's 12:30.
I'm a goo. Ah, forget about it. Get it?
All right, I'll just smoke my cigarettes and be fucking happy. Oh, no, that's fucking just perfect. Green light just came on this fucking... About to get out by fucking three 18-wheelers and a fucking Jeep Wrangler. Fuck me, man. I gotta light a cigarette for this run.
Whether you are a badass, a godfather, or anything in between, the answer is cigarette butts and bandanas live midnight, or as close as we can get, only on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
So now you get to enjoy that nicotine, huh?
Yeah.
Every Monday night, get caught up with everything that happens on Monday Night Raw with the Raw Post Show.
Suplex City, bitch!
From the big returns...
Maybe I have one more ass-kicking left in. I thought to myself, maybe I have one badass spear left in me. Then I thought to myself, maybe I have one last devastating jackhammer in me. So, Brock Lesnar, not only does that mean that you're next, but most importantly, it means... Brock Lesnar, you're last!
To the shocking moment.
First off, thank you so much for that. Yeah, what's up, Detroit?
And the moments that leave you speechless.
You know, Chris, you're going to put something on that list. Why don't you start with that terrible scarf of yours? I mean, while I'm looking at you, you can add those rinky-dink tattoos on there, your tacky little haircut, your creepy mustache, and how about those trunks, Sparkle Crotch?
What?
Sparkle Crotch. They're sparkly. Rhinestones all over the place. Sparkle Crotch. Go ahead, get it on the list, write it down. Sparkle Crotch.
I'm going to say this one time. I am not Sparkle Crotch!
It's the Raw Post Show, Monday nights, live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Every Thursday night, be part of the experience known as The Rack. Join us as we give you a complete recap of Impact Wrestling, along with the latest news in WWE and TNA. Plus interviews with the biggest names in pro wrestling.
This is Showtime Eric Young.
Hey everybody, this is your favorite knockout, Tara.
I'm Sonny DeMarello. What's up, this is WWE Superstar The Miz.
Tune into The Rack, Thursday nights, 11 p.m. Eastern on WildTalkRadio.com and RackRadioShow.com.
And it is awesome!
Can't catch a WTR program live? Well, we've got three easy ways for you to listen whenever you want. First, listen to the Wild Talk Radio Network on iTunes. Just head over to iTunes and search for Wild Talk Radio Network and subscribe to our feed. Secondly, download the Stitcher Radio app and search for Wild Talk Radio Network. And finally, just visit the archive section right here at wildtalkradio.com and you can download every single episode of all your favorite programs. Best of all, it's free. Keep up to date and spread the word to your friends on how you can be part of the Wild Talk Radio Network listening experience.
What's up, ladies and gentlemen? It's your Pope Elijah Burke. Please understand that you're listening to one of the coolest, one of the best, one of the baddest radio stations in all of America, Wild Talk Radio. Let's go!
As you were, as I was.
And welcome back, WTR Sunday Night Wrestle Talk Radio, right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. Hey, it smells like Teen Spirit right across the network here. What's going on?
Well, that's the first song that played, so you're a couple tracks behind.
I am. Well, at least two.
At least.
So, but yeah. Anyway, got something brand new. We're going to give it a try. Those of you listening who also pay attention to like sportscasts and stuff like that will be kind of familiar with this. Weekly power rankings based on everything that's going on. I take the liberty of throwing together the list this week. I think during the week, the four of us will have a quick chat of who we think should be one through five. It's the top five. We might expand that if this thing, you know, gets popular. It might generate discussion. It might not. But yours truly has come up with the power rankings for this week. Starting off at number one, we've got Braun Strowman. Number two, Becky Lynch. Number three is The Miz. Number four, Daniel Bryan. And number five, Baron Corbin. Mike, your initial reaction to that?
I don't want to give out most of my stuff, but hey, two out of three ain't bad.
Hey.
Okay. Yeah.
Two out of three ain't bad. All right.
Two out of three ain't bad. I would actually switch Becky and Braun.
Okay. So you go, 2-1 instead of 1-2 the way I got it. Fair enough. Yep. Fair enough. We'll break it down as soon as we hear from the Omega. Just initial thoughts. Yeah.
The only time I would ever use Baron Corbin and rank in the same sentence if there was a lack of deodorant involved.
Wow.
Okay, that's chuckle-worthy.
I don't know, like, that doesn't do anything for me. Like, beyond that, I don't know. Like, I don't know. Can you say Braun is number one ranked when, you know, he technically didn't win any match and we're really not sold on this heel Braun turn that seems like just a convenience so the Shield has someone to fight in Australia?
Mm. So would you switch Braun and Becky too?
I might.
Okay.
I mean, other than that, it's perfectly fine. Pop war rankings, as my run sheet calls it.
Okay. Yeah, the pop war rankings. Okay, so it's a typo. My apologies. It wasn't a spelling mistake. It was a typo.
That's what a spelling mistake is.
No.
Also, yes, Becky is Mossner over with the crowd.
Mm-hmm. Well, I threw Braun at number one. He's the number one fan favorite new heel. You know, he's and he basically ripped on Roman in that tag match. And the fans, even though Braun's supposed to be, you know, that was supposed to be his heel turn, the fans still pop for it. Same thing with Becky. I mean,
okay, that's getting a little old. That's getting a little old.
It's the same thing with Becky. I mean, she's Mossner over with the crowd. Typo number two. She's Mossner over with the crowd.
Did you write this with speech to text?
I think you did. Whoa. No, wow.
No, I did not write this with speech to text. I wrote this in the dark and I type too fast for my own good sometimes.
You're aware computer monitors are backlit.
I didn't proofread.
I can see.
That's what happened.
Clearly.
When you type shit at 1 o'clock in the morning, that's what happens in the dark. I can see what's on the monitor. I have a hard time seeing the keypad. But again, the O and the P are right beside each other and my fingers are a little twisted. So kind of like my mind, but anyway, it could almost be a tie at number one, on this current power ranking thing. Again, this is just the initial example of it. And, after Tuesday night, I'll get your guys' input and, we'll go from there for next Sunday. But, are we in agreement that Miz at number three is a good number?
Yes.
Yeah. Like, Miz generally has a strong showing if he's on the show.
Yeah.
Yeah. But right now, especially, I mean, he's getting the best of Daniel Bryan week in and week out. And, this whole storyline is absolutely awesome. This is why Daniel Bryan's at number four. This is fantastic. The entire buildup for this has been what, 5, 6, 7, 8 years?
Yeah.
Literally. And The Miz keeps finding a way to come out on top, or at least getting one up on Daniel. And so, and of course, Baron Corbin, I threw him in at number five. He's great at, he's doing a great job pissing the fans off right now as the heel, manager, commissioner, whatever his thing is.
Whatever.
Oh, I forgot. This was no disqualification.
Yep.
Haven't seen that track before.
There we go. So, but, you're saying, ranking and, Baron Corbin only go together when, he doesn't shower. Who would you put at number five, Omega, for the past week?
I will be completely frank with you. Things have been happening here, and I genuinely cannot remember Raw or SmackDown.
Fair enough. And I just got a message here. Miz just sucks. Well, yeah, he's supposed to. You're supposed to have that reaction. So what he's doing is working. So, Mike, who would you have inserted at number five besides Baron Corbin?
Jesus. I would have to say Alexa.
Alexa?
Alexa Bliss.
Interesting.
The reason why I say that is because after, you know, finally we're going to actually see Alexa Bliss versus Trish Stratus.
Yay.
To me, that is a monumental match, and she's already gunning for it. And I think it's because she's more hype about it, and when you're hype about a certain match, you go all in. No pun intended. And I really see her.
Yeah, that was last night. Yeah.
But you get what I mean. But I think she deserves number five.
I mean, what did she do this week, though?
Yeah.
She cut a really good promo discussing, you know, talking about, oh, Trish, you know, her usual heel promo. It's like, hey, when I beat you, oh, wait, you're old. Why are you still in the ring?
Okay, well, wait a minute. Yeah, she cut a killer promo. It was against Trish Stratus. But based on that, I would put Trish ahead of Alexa based on a Trish's promo against
Elias.
Yes, thanks, Omega.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, Trish showing up, that I did not forget.
Yeah, well, yeah.
It's like, guys, I'm scratching my head thinking, well, what the fuck did Alexa do this past week? Don't forget, these are weekly rankings, not overall rankings. They'll change next week.
Yeah.
Moving up, moving down, moving sideways, moving out, moving on.
Yeah, nine times out of ten, she'll move down.
You know, so.
She'll go lower. Stop.
Tongue.
Thank you for stopping me. I was about to say, shut up, Tim, again.
Stop it.
That's not a...
That's what?
That's naughty!
Funny. All the shit that I've done, nobody has yet sent me to the corner. The intern, he gets sent to the corner like twice a day. Mike, you got sent to the corner tonight for being late.
Yeah, well, yeah.
So, yeah. Omega, I think you were sent to the corner once in your whole time, weren't you?
Was I?
By Lindsay. I think Lindsay sent you to the corner once.
Well, if you have the authority to do it.
And she's one of them. Maybe, maybe not. I don't know. That's not to say that you complied and actually, you know, went to the corner. But
no, yeah.
Here we go.
Yeah, fuck that noise.
So, yeah, there you go. That's this week's inaugural WTR weekly power rankings. And next week we'll have a brand new list that will be consulted by everybody before we reveal it. We'll go from there. I warned everybody this was going to be a slightly shorter webcast for a couple of different reasons. It's now time for the next newest segment of Wrestle Talk Radio, Mike's WTF Moment of the Week. Maybe we'll have a sounder for you next week, Mike.
Probably.
What's your WTF moment of this past week, Mike?
So for all of you, disclaimer, the following segment that I'm about to do, if you get offended or anything, you may take whatever you have and shove it to the nearest Orpheus near you.
You know what? Instead of that, because you get in trouble, just tell them you go on the internet and complain.
Fuck the revival. Anyway, so for all of you that has saw Monday Night Raw, it was the main event. It was Braun Strowman, Roman Reigns, taking on Drew McIntyre versus Dolph Ziggler, or as I like to call them, Diesel and Shawn. So they go, you know, have the match, and then the hot tag happens. And then, Boom! Roman Reigns tags in Braun Strowman. Boom! Goes in, tags in Drew. Braun Strowman takes his time walking inside the ring. And then they all look at Roman. Are you kidding me? So not only do we have one of the most confused kind of alliance stable mix match thing just to get the Shield over. I mean, granted, they're already over, but dude, come on. WWE, what is going on? You got these three people. First of all, you got two who ain't got no more direction. Drew McIntyre, who should already have left Dolph Ziggler and gone to bigger and better things. But that's neither here nor there. Dolph Ziggler, okay, cool. He's facing, what's his face? Seth Rollins. Fine. And Braun, self-explanatory. Braun, you are a powerhouse on your own. You could deadlift three Dolph Zigglers wet. Why do you need these people? Why? And then they just stand there and completely do all of this like,
yes, you're gonna jump them?
Like, to me, like, as a wrestler, when you see the communication and everything going on, it's like they had no idea what they were doing. Eye contact, everything going on. It's like, okay, so who's supposed to attack who first? It wasn't that exciting. I'm sorry to say this, but Aretha Franklin's funeral was more exciting than this.
Ugh.
And that's saying something. Fine. At DWTR Oreo. I don't care. WWE, what are you doing? What the fuck? What? What? I'd rather watch the Spirit Squad versus DX.
Ouch.
And you're turning Braun Strowman into the Big Show. With the heel turn and the face turn. Stop it, WWE. Stop it. Don't do makeshifts. These three, no. Bad direction. Bad creative. Bad. Bad. Bad.
Nikki! Mikey! And we are the Spirit Squad!
That is pretty much how I feel right now. Pretty much.
I think we might use that for the music for your segment sounder, Mike.
Stop.
Please, no.
I should have kept my mouth shut. Because I'll tell you right now, the producer's actually seriously thinking about it.
It's sad. Drew McIntyre should already be feuding with somebody else. Crap. Dolph Ziggler. Really? Okay, cool. Keep him in the Intercontinental Championship. Fine. But Braun Strowman? Braun could demolish the Shield by themselves.
And he's done it before.
Can we get him to do it again?
Apparently, according to WWE, he needs backup.
But we have to make the Shield look good to sell all the merch we didn't get to sell the last time.
And that sounds like a personal problem. Next thing you know, hey, someone should not have got polio. Or the mon-
That's a leap. What the fuck? Ladies and gentlemen, Heartbreak Mike's WTF moment of the week.
Okay. You know what? That's cool. All-time greatest. Let's go.
Yeah, now it's time for the all-time greatest.
Who's the man? Who's the man?
It's time for another WTR original.
I am the greatest.
All-time greatest.
Well, whoop the freaking do!
Help us decide what the greatest intro, submission move, or even the greatest title run ever truly is.
I hope I score.
Interact with us in the real-time chat and find out who or what will end up being the all-time greatest.
Stop us now! So it's been a minute since we've done this.
Ah, crap.
It's been a minute.
Been a minute.
Good thing this one isn't timed with, like, when a major pay-per-view is coming up or anything like the others.
Well, didn't we initially have this plan to be done by SummerSlam? No. Survivor Series.
No, I think it was SummerSlam.
Okay, well, didn't quite make it.
Let's pretend like it was Survivor Series.
We may still make Survivor Series.
All-time greatest heel continues with Hollywood Hulk Hogan taking on Bruiser Brody. Oh my god.
Hogan.
Why, that's, brother?
That's the heel you never expected. That is the heel that changed professional wrestling as a genre. It is what helped them, is what helped dethrone WWE, albeit temporarily.
N-W-O.
And they got a tour coming up, so shameless shilling.
Mike.
I would definitely have to say Hulk Hogan. You never expected the guy to turn on his fans, and he did that. Hulk Hogan. Hollywood Hulk Hogan.
Tim?
Well, if it was Bruiser Brody going up against almost anybody else on this list, it's Bruiser Brody. But Omega nailed it. I mean, it's the heel turn that shocked the world.
All right, Hollywood Hogan moves on, and he will face the winner of this next matchup, Raven Owen Hart.
Ooh, oh, shit.
Mike.
Crap. Wow. Not a nugget versus...
Well, three of them.
Yeah.
Oh. Went shorts. Hey, I've got a sounder of him doing that.
Oh my goodness.
He actually said that. Well, the Raven eat my shorts.
I believe it. I believe.
You can fly.
I hate you.
All of it.
can you touch the sky?
Every night and day.
Please make it stop.
Just go away.
I don't have to be here.
Yes, you do.
I'm gonna have to go with Raven.
You suck.
I'm sorry.
Tim.
It's Owen.
Hold on. Before you go.
Quote the Raven. Eat my shorts.
I told you we had that.
Oh dear.
Alright, go Tim.
Thanks, Rock, for being so on the ball tonight. I'm picking Owen. And part of it, yeah, it's sentimental. I'm not going to deny that. But at the same time, you look at the heel turn. Why? Big brother versus little brother. It was the best feud of the 1990s. It was even better than DX and the Hart Foundation. Brett versus Owen. It was fantastic on so many different levels. Call me Homer if you want. This has got nothing to do with that. It was just unbelievably great. Here's the kid. He's got a chip on his shoulder, and he sold it to the point everybody outside of wrestling believed it. You have these stories of these flight attendants on airlines trying to catch Brett and Owen, actually not mad at each other because they're on the same flight, but they're sitting at opposite ends of the airplane just to keep the storyline going. And, oh, the entire thing. And it was so real feeling, even though it's professional wrestling and, yeah, okay, it's all bullshit. But at the time, This was before the internet was any kind of a big deal. This was like no dirt sheets around. The only thing that you had was the weekly news magazine that was printed by PW Insider and Dave Meltzer that you had to subscribe to, and it was mailed to you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And it's just, you bought into it so well. I mean, Raven, don't get me wrong, absolutely fantastic heel. Leading the flock, the whole bit, spanning all of the promotions that he worked in. For me, it's Owen Hart.
Omega break the tie.
This is a tough one.
Raven.
This is a...
Owen.
Heel forever. God, yeah, it is very two dynamically different heels, but they are both so good at what they do. You've got Owen, who is so entertaining as a heel. Yes, you can point to his
nugget.
You can point to that. You can point to his feud with Brett. You can point to his run as the Nugget and the mockery from some douchebag who only wanted attention this weekend. And you can point to things like Owen Hart made the Slammies.
Exactly.
Just being obnoxious as hell with those trophies and flaunting them around.
Okay, I just want to interject here and add to it. Who came up with calling Owen a Nugget? Do you remember?
No, it's been so long.
It was The Rock. It was a Nation of Domination. Remember, Owen at one point in time was a member of the Nation.
I remember.
Yep.
Remember, I remember as a kid thinking, why is the white guy in the Nation of Domination?
Yeah, because he was a black heart.
A winner, a soul survivor. Woo! Oh, wait, not giving that dude, not giving that guy attention. Never mind.
But, okay, other side of the aisle, other side of the ring, sitting in the corner, we have Raven. What about him?
Clever.
He's so good. Like, this grunge appearance that he took on that looked so unique at the time for a pro wrestler. And
was adopted by Lita.
He was so good at showing how intelligent he was despite his appearance. It was a really interesting juxtaposition. And then you had that cult leader mentality where he could just draw people in, and the various iterations of the flock, and just how much influence he had over them. It was a really different feel for a bad guy. It's a really different feel for a heel faction leader. I love them both. They're both exceptional at what they did. Tim?
Yes.
I apologize.
Okay, that's it. Corner.
And here's what it comes down to. It comes down to Sandman's son. It's one of the most villainous things I've seen a wrestler do for a storyline. You took a man's son away from him, not physically, mentally. That's fucked up.
So is your pick.
Quote the Omega.
Raven moves on. Kevin Owens and Triple H. Mike.
You suck.
That's Kurt Angle.
You suck.
Mike.
Mike's afraid to say anything because everybody voted against the guy who should have won last.
Yeah.
Oops, what happened?
I don't know. Wait. All right. Kevin Owens, Triple H, Mike.
Hunter.
Why? Tim, stop playing with your microphone.
Stop playing your microphone. Evolution, Triple H. Yeah. Wait. Crap. Nope, never mind. You said Kevin Owens. Yeah, Triple H.
Oh, my God.
I mean, if we're talking about heel tactics, like, Kevin Owens is an extremely entertaining heel, but Hunter has been too, and so much more the villain than Kevin Owens tends to be. I mean, it's a man who drugged the boss's daughter and married her just to fuck with her actual wedding. Credit where credit's due. That's pretty heinous.
Yeah. Tim?
Because my vote doesn't count, and screw you guys, Kevin Owens.
Well, here's the thing. The Triple H movement moves.
God damn it.
I hope that really hurt Rock's ears more than you guys.
It really didn't. Undertaker versus Ravishing Rick Rude. Oh my God.
Underrude.
See, so, this is tough. Once again, I'm debating, like, how heinous was he to Stephanie?
Where to, Stephanie?
Oh, I'm gonna sacrifice you on this black cross on live TV. It's, I will actually go. Okay, so Undertaker has two heel personas. It is, well, three because he was the biker when he was just respect obsessed badass.
You will respect me.
And then the ministry taker, who's just super uber dark. He just, what's the most evil thing I can do? What's the darkest thing I can do? Let's try to embalm Steve Austin while he's still alive. Okay, that's creepy. But I would argue that's easy. Rick Rude was way more psychological. Like, okay, like a black wedding, that's pretty dark. He spray painted a man's wife on his crotch to get into his head. That's the origin point of what Velveteen Dream's doing these days. I mean, there's just a level of clever I can't argue against.
Mm-mm. All right, so one for Rude, Mike.
One for Taker.
Okay. Tim, break the tie.
Owen Hart.
So that does not work.
It's not bitter at all.
The other guy.
Pick one.
Undertaker.
Why?
Because I said so.
All right, Undertaker moves on. That's the all-time greatest for this week.
That's all there is to it.
Another show.
That means that we're done, and you guys can go back to your backyard bonfires because it's the long weekend. Thanks for tuning in to WTR Sunday Night Talk Radio right here on Law Talk Radio Network. Tomorrow night, immediately following Raw, it's the immediately following Raw show where we pay tribute to Owen Hart.
No, but it's Raw Post Show live 11:10 p.m. Eastern.
Thursday night, another edition of the multi-time, multi-award-winning The Rack Radio Show with your host, Lindsay Ward. Check it out.
We will have SmackDown Throwdown, the NXT Rundown, all the Blame Brents, all the news you can handle. It's Rack Thursday night, 10 p.m. Eastern. Check out the Rack Extra Reviews, Ms. and Mrs. The entire season, now available at RackRadioShow.com. Check out the Rack Extra Reviews, the Philly Special Book, available now at RackRadioShow.com and WildTalkRadio.com. It's Rack Radio Show on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Stitcher, iTunes, Google Play. It's all over there. Just search the Rack Radio Show.
Yeah, of course. Saturday night is midnight-ish, or as close as they can get to it. The Wild, the unusual.
Your mic sucks.
The should they legalize marijuana in the United States? CB Radio.
If because we went all in last night, so check that out. CBRadio.com. The review. We're gonna do carnival arcade style games this week for the Great and the Great Debate. We'll have the expert NFL picks and so much more at CB Radio Saturday night, midnight-ish. CBRadioLive.com, hashtag Blame Rob when a celebrity dies.
And, of course, next Sunday night, 8 o'clock Mountain, 10 o'clock Eastern, another edition of Wrestle Talk Radio, WTR, Sunday night right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. You can follow
Tim,
the Wild Talk
Tim,
Radio
Tim,
Network.
Tim, Tim, Tim.
What? What?
Your mic sucks.
Your mic sucks. Are you telling me that now?
Because there's... You started moving something, and there's a lot of static and everything.
Oh, is it staticky now?
Yeah.
Well, just a minute.
All right.
Okay,
so,
just talk a little bit.
I'll
be right back.
Yeah, that's what I'm going to do. Make sure you follow Tim on Twitter, at Flames Forums, at WTR Sunday on the Facebook, and the Twitters. It's at Wild Talk Radio. It's Facebook.com/Wild Talk Radio Network. Make sure you follow, subscribe to the Twitch channel, twitch.tv/WTR Live.
Don't forget my other Twitter handle.
I don't know your other Twitter handle.
At Voice
Insanity. There you go.
I want to confirm that. Is that right? Okay, now it's making noises.
I just don't know what the hell's going on. Okay, whatever. Whatever. Anyway, Mega, plug your stuff.
Alright, so for all the other idiocy I do over the course of the week... God, what the
that
fuck?
That was me being an asshole. Continue.
Christ. The accidental's bad enough. So for the rest of what I do, you can find me under various names, the main one of which being TJ Omega. If you want to find me on Facebook, it's TJ Reviews. But everywhere else, the Twitter handle is TJ Omega. The YouTube channel is TJ Omega, that is absolutely loaded with content. And then for content exclusive to other websites, because YouTube is a dick about copyrights, it is TJOmega.net.
Mike. Also, go buy Omega stuff on eBay.
Yep. I'm broke.
He needs Fortnite skins.
Oh my god.
Not a lie. Mike.
Alright. Oh, me?
Yeah, okay. Go.
So if any of you guys, you know, want to do, you know, see the black guy fuck the revival, just hit me up on the Twitter page. The
you want to see the black guy fuck the revival?
No.
I don't want to see that.
What?
At the WTR Oreo, you can find all of that content.
Jesus. Anyway. But yeah, so we're going to do the, you know, Heartbreak Mike's WTF moment of the week. We'll do a couple of sneak previews. There will be probably a few nominations. I'm scared for Monday Night Raw because I don't know what's going to happen. Tuesday Night SmackDown, well, I ain't got to worry about that. So yes, the WTR Oreo on the Twitter page, and also you can hit me up on my little project on Facebook, Dragon Honor Wrestling, and that's where I will be. Back to you.
Tim?
Yeah, I'm here. I think everything's all done, plugged and all that other stuff, so we're going to get out of here, and it's time for cake, so we're going to go have cake. You guys, do whatever the hell you want to do. You don't have to go home, but you can't stay here. We'll catch you next Sunday night right here at Russell Talk Radio.
WildTalkRadio.com.